平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
请弟兄姊妹来读几处的圣经。
Let us read a few words of scripture.
头一处在诗篇八十篇。
To start off, Psalm 80.
诗篇八十篇第八节。
Verse 8, Psalm 80, verse 8.
你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树，赶出外邦人，把这树栽上。
You removed a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it.
你再翻到以赛亚书第五章。
Isaiah chapter 5.
从第一节读到第七节。
Verses 1 through 7.
我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱的歌，论他葡萄园的事，我所亲爱的有葡萄园，在回美的山冈上。
Let me sing now for my well-beloved, a song of my beloved concerning his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard on a fertile hill.
他刨除岩石的，捡起石头，栽种上等的葡萄树，在园中盖了一座楼，又凿出压酒的池，指望结好葡萄，反倒结了野葡萄。
He dug it all around, removed the stones, and planted it with the choicest vine. And he built a tower in the middle of it, and also hewed out a wine vat in it. Then he expected it to produce good grapes, but it produced only worthless ones.
耶路撒冷的居民和犹大人啊，请你们现今在我与我的葡萄园中断定是非。
And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard.
我为我葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的呢？我指望结好葡萄，怎么倒结野葡萄呢？
What more was there to do for my vineyard than I have not done in it? Why, when I expected it to produce good grapes, did it produce worthless ones?
现在我告诉你们，我要向我葡萄园怎样行？我必车去篱笆，使它被吞灭；拆毁墙垣，使它被践踏。
So now let me tell you what I am going to do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it will be consumed. I will break down its wall, and it will become trampled ground.
我必使它荒废，不再修理，不再除刨，荆棘蒺藜。倒要生长，我也必命云不降雨在其上。
I will lay it waste; it will not be pruned or hoed, but briars and thorns will come up. I will also charge the clouds to rain no rain on it.
万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹大人。他指望的是公平，谁知倒有暴虐。指望的是公义，谁知倒有冤声。
For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his delightful plant. Thus he looked for justice, but behold bloodshed; for righteousness, but behold a cry of distress.
请翻到新约哥林多前书第三章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9.
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building.
翻到以弗所书第四章第一节到第三节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当以蒙召的恩相称。
Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love.Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That concludes our scripture reading. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在你复活早晨，你召集你儿女们一同聚在你圣殿座前。
Lord, on the day of your resurrection, we want to thank you that you gather us all before your throne.
每次我们聚在面前，我们心欢喜快乐，我们灵要提起来，更多称颂我们主。
Whenever we are gathered together in your before your presence, we are all delighted in our hearts, and we want to worship the Lord.
因为你的恩典临到我们身上，把我们这些从污泥当中提拔过来，让我们与王子同坐席。
Because you have rescued us from the pit, and by your grace, that we are now sitting with you.
所以我们感谢你将恩典临到我们身上，巴不得这个恩典在我们身上没有突然，没有枉然。
Thank you for your grace shed upon each person. May your grace not prove vain in each of us.
但借着这个恩典，做成你的工作，在你的教会身上。
That by this grace, that you would work in your church.
从我们身上能够发表你心意，从我们身上彰显你的自己。
That everyone would express who you are and express your will.
叫你在教会当中得到该有敬拜，得到荣耀。
So that in the church, that you would have authority and glory.
我们把这一点时间一同仰望交托在主的手中。
We give you this time into your hands.
你带你的教会。
May you lead the assembly.
也给我们一种一个等候仰望你的心，好像你的话能够有落脚之处。
May your word work in all the hearts that are waiting for you.
都落在好的心田里面，能够靠着你恩典，能够结出好的果子，让你得到满足。
May your word fall on good soil so that it will produce good fruit to satisfy you.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督求。
And we pray this all in the name of our glorious Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
过去一阵子有一段很蛮长时间和弟兄姊妹交通到教会的意义和教会的建造。
So for the past couple of sharings, we've been talking about what is the church, what's the purpose of the church.
教会就只是我们这些蒙恩的儿女。
So the church is us, brothers and sisters, touched by grace.
圣经从许多方面来说到教会的意义是什么。
The Bible uses different ways to express what is the church.
每一个意义都说到神在教会身上所要显出来的旨意。
And it shows what purpose God has for the church.
也可以说借着教会要所彰显出来该有的光景。
And you could say, what condition is God looking for in the church?
就是借着神在教会身上做建造工作所要带出来一个结果。
What is the result of his building up the church?
所以我们说到教会是神的家，是神的殿。
So we say, the church is God's house, God's temple.
教会是神的家，说到神的居所，神安息的所在。
God's house and God's temple speak of this being God's dwelling place.
教会是神的殿，是一个敬拜侍奉神的一个地方。
God's temple is a place that people come to worship the Lord.
教会是基督的身体，要借教会这个身体彰显基督神一切的丰富和荣耀。
Also, the church is Christ's body, and it expresses the fullness of Christ.
我们感谢主，教会是羔羊的妻。有一天，主再来说迎接他教会，在那进到婚宴的里面。
Also, the church is the bride. One day, he'll come back, and we'll go into glory together.
所以，借着神在教会上所定的旨意。神在那一直做工建造他的教会。
So God is constantly working in the brothers and sisters of the church to build up the church.
我们三次最后讲到神是借着他的话语来建造教会。
Last time we shared that God uses his word to build up the church.
神借着许多有话语恩赐的那些仆人呢在那里传递神的话。
That he has had different people to preach the word of the Lord.
在装备成全圣徒，好像他们尽他们的本分，在那建立基督的身体，就是教会。
That they will use their word to build up the body of Christ.
也借着传递神的话，让我们更多认识神的儿子基督。
That in the preaching of the word, that people will come to know His Son, the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见神在教会身上这边做建造做工的时候，头一个目的呢是要叫我们更多认识神的儿子基督。
So the main purpose.Of the preaching of the word is so that more people can know the Lord Jesus.
是当我们从神的话里面更多认识神的儿子，认识基督的时候，我们就更多宝贝他。
The more that we get to know the Lord Jesus through the word, the more we hold him precious.
我们就愿意更多追求得着他。
Then we will want to follow him more and to pursue him more, to gain
him more. 并且因着认识他更多，更能够享受基督，也成为我们心中的满足。
Once you gain him more, then the Lord becomes our satisfaction.
所以这是神做工的头一个目的呢，是要叫我们更多得着他，成为他们心中的宝贝，成为我们心中的享受和满足。
That is the main purpose why we want to know the Lord so that He can become ours and our satisfaction. In the Old Testament, there's this character, David. David knew the heart of God. And in his heart, he knew that the Lord is my good. Oh, He's a portion of my inheritance and my cup. That there's no good besides Him. That he knew that the Lord was his satisfaction. That besides God, there's no other good besides Him. That is the central work of God in our life. There's another work of God in our life. Not only do we want to gain Him more, but God also expects to gain from us. That is what I want to share with you today. Last time after I shared, I feel like I was missing something.
Because
we shared that God's Word builds up the church so that we can accomplish His will. However, as I was meditating upon this, about what to share next time, this term building up or edification has still been in my heart. So it brought me back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9.
就是我们今天所要交通的,
which is the topic for today.
保罗在说你们是 神所耕种的田地，神所建造的房屋。
Paul says that you are God's field, God's building.
所以我们看见在这里有看见神在我们身上做一个建造工作，还有另外目的，乃是要从我们身上有所得着。
That God wants to not just work in us, but He also expects something from us.
然后说我们是他所耕种的田地。
He says that we are the field that God cultivates.
田地就是说当 耕种的人,这样耕种田地的时候,期待田地,因为有结出丰富的出产。
That a farmer, when he tills the land, works the land, expects to get fruit from the land.
是耕种了,从地里面得粮食,他可以享受,他也可以满足。
That the fruit that came from the land can then satisfy the farmer.
所以耕种了,就在这个田地上,他在那有经营,有栽培,在那有浇灌。
So farming requires time, attention, and effort.
在那里挖不得这一块田地能够出产更多粮食，能够满足这个耕种的人的心。So
that the fruit that is yielded from the land can satisfy the farmer who tilled it.
所以基威在里面也用到这个葡萄园这个比喻。And
in the Old Testament, there's also the use of the vineyard as an example.
说到以色列百姓是神所耕种的一个田地，一个葡萄园。
How Israel, the house of Israel is a vineyard.
所以诗篇八十篇第八节刚我们读的，在那里说，神从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树来。
Just like in Psalm 80 verse 8, that from Egypt, God removed a vine.
然后赶出外邦人，把这树栽上。
Cleared the nations and then planted it.
那就说神把这棵葡萄树把这些以色列百姓从埃及为奴之家带领出来。
That God had a purpose in bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt.
把他们带到迦南地。
To bring them to the land of Canaan.
把那些迦南人赶出去。
To drive out the nations in the land of Canaan.
把这个葡萄树栽种在那里。
And then planted the vine.
并且
And we know that Canaan is a land flowing with milk and honey. It is a fertile land. So when Deuteronomy mentions this land, that has streams and rivers from its hills. There's wheat and barley and all sorts of fruit trees.
不缺粮食，一无所缺。
That there is nothing lacking in that land.
神在那里也给他们预备了许多美物，让他们可以享受。
And there is all types of food for people to enjoy.
就是期待这些以色列百姓他们身上能够结出好的葡萄果来。
Expecting that the children of Israel will produce good grapes.
让这个栽种的神从他们身上有所得着。
That this Lord who has worked in them would gain something from them.
在那里可以让神享受，让神心喜悦满足。
So that God's heart can be pleased, that He may be satisfied.
所以在以赛亚五章第五章那里就很清楚地描述这个故事。
So Isaiah 5 shows us the story very clearly.
在那里说，神有一个葡萄园是他所爱的葡萄园。
The Lord has this vineyard that He loves.
神在那里呢，把为了这个葡萄园，他在那里呢，把它栽在那个肥美的山岗上。
He planted it, the vineyard, on a fertile hill.
神在那刨除，把它除去石子，神在那浇灌，神在施肥。
He dug around it. He removed the stones. He took care of it.
神在那里盖了一座楼，在那守望。
He built a tower.
神在除了篱笆在保护他们不受外来的伤害
to make sure that it will be protected and not get hurt from outside influences
期待这个葡萄园能够结出好的葡萄来
expecting that the vineyard would produce good grapes
结果没有想到他们不是结出好葡萄来是结出那个野葡萄来
however the vineyard produced worthless grapes
神在那期待他们能够有公平结果他们在那里有暴虐
He was expecting righteousness, but received bloodshed.
神在那期待他们能够有公义，结果他们在那里有冤声。
But he was expecting justice, but instead there's a cry of distress.
他们在那里好像所行所事都不能够满足这个耕种经营这个葡萄园的这位神。
It seems like whatever they did, they didn't satisfy the farmer that put in so much effort to it.
他们所有的不公不义都是那属血去拜位的东西。
Instead of justice, instead of righteousness, there was instead bloodshed and unrighteousness. It seems as if the house of Israel did not be able to satisfy God's heart.
It
seems like painfully in God's heart, God was sighing, and he said,
他说我为葡萄园所做一切之外，我还能做什么呢？
That I have done all this for the vineyard. What else that was good did I not do?
神已尽一切所能的在那里来照顾这个葡萄园，在那帮助他们，带领他们施肥，让他们能够长大起来。
God seems to have already exhausted His care, His resources in raising up this vineyard.
神说我已经做尽一切了。
He said I have already done it all.
我现在还能够做什么呢
？What else did I not do?
我现在没有什么可以做的呀。
I don't have anything else good that I could have done.
所以神在那呼召那些耶路撒冷居民啊，这些犹大人，请你来，我们先听在那里来做一个断定是非，到底是谁是谁非。
Yeah, so he calls upon Jerusalem and the house of Judah.
神呼召神百姓说，我们来讲理论，我们来讲道理。
To come to his people to say, judge between us.
到底我和这个葡萄园之间到底应该是怎么样
？Now what did I do that I have not done?
神说我不能再做什么了。
I cannot do anything more.
神说我现在告诉你我要做什么呢
？Now I'll tell you what I will do.
我要把这个篱笆把它撤掉。
I will take apart the hedge.
叫人在那里来吞灭他们。
So that other people can come and trample on the ground.
我在那里在那里不再施肥不再降雨在那个地上。
No more will I command the rain to fall upon.The land.
我在那里也不再刨除，我在那里使这一块地的荒废了。
That I will allow this land to grow thorns and thistles.
我也不再修理了，我不再刨除，结果呢，荆棘棘藜就长出来了。
I will not more care or to plow this land, and thus it'll produce.
那就是说，最后神不得不把他们交在仇敌的手中，叫他们亡国被掳。
And thus the land was taken to captivity.
这一切，整个以色列历史就说到这件事情。
This summarized the history of the people of Israel.
神的恩典把他们从埃及为奴之家带领出来。
God had already given them grace, bringing them out from Egypt.
然后经历那个大而可怕的旷野。
Through the great and terrible wilderness, He led
them. 神在那养活他们四十年。
For 40 years, God took care of them.
神在一再施恩怜悯帮助他们。
That in grace and mercy helped them all, each part of the way.
也把他们打败仇敌。
Also defeated the enemies,
最终把他们带到迦南美地,
and finally brought them to the beautiful land of Canaan,
把他们种在那里,
planted them,
在那预备一切的所需要的,
so that, and prepared all good things for them,
在那, 盖来房屋不是他们所建造的,
that the houses that they lived in were not built by them,
房屋里面装满了美物,
that the house was already filled with good things,
都是要让他们享受,
so that they could be satisfied,
都是神在他们身上有个期待,
that this was something that God wanted to do,
叫他们能够成为一般敬畏耶和华、侍奉耶和华的人,
so that they would be worshiping and fearing God.
结果最终他们神在他们心意, 在他们身上心意好像落了空,
but it seems as if God's work in them, God's grace in them proved vain.
当保罗讲到以色列百姓的历史的时候,
when Paul talked about the history of the people of Israel,
他说他们遭遇这些事情都要作为鉴戒,
that all they experience are an example to us,
并且写在圣经上正是要警戒我们这是末世的,
that is written down for our instruction, those who are living at the end of the ages,
就是警戒今天新约教会神的百姓,
and it is written down to instruct the church in the New Testament.
所以我们看见以色列百姓整个历史, 神怎样带领他们, 怎样施恩给他们。
So we see that throughout Israel's history, God gave them much grace.
神在他们身上的确有期待, 有盼望。
God worked in them. He had hope and expectations for them.
但最终整个历史告诉我们, 神在他们身上的期待落了空。
However, throughout their whole history, it seems as if God's grace has proved vain.
我想这个属灵原则今天也是用在新约教会身上。
And this idea is also used in the New Testament for the church as well.
神在我们身上也在那边工作, 工作目的在我们身上也要盼望有所得着。
God also works in us in the church that He expects to have fruit to be satisfied.
让这位在我们身上工作的神在我们身上有所得着，让他能心满足、心享受。
That God works in us and He expects to receive from us and gain us so that He can be satisfied.
所以保罗说我们是神耕种的田地。
That's why Paul says that you are God's field.
正如旧约那个葡萄园是神耕种的田地。
Just like the vineyard was God's field in the Old
Testament. 那个葡萄园是神所爱的。
The vineyard was well beloved by the Lord.
今天我们都是蒙恩儿女，也都是神所爱的。
And we as well, we are well beloved by the Lord.
神所爱的，神在他们身上必有期待。
And that's why the Lord wants to work in us.
神在那耕种这一块田地，也是巴不得这一块田地有一个丰富的一个出产。
To cultivate the field so that it produces an abundant crop.
他从前怎样在那葡萄园里面在那边刨食在那边施肥在那边浇灌在那边给他们许多供应。
The sowing, the tilling, the pouring water, the fertilizing.
就是期待这个葡萄园能够结出好葡萄让这个神能够得着享受。
So that the vineyard can produce good grapes to satisfy the Lord.
所以在生命记第六章神对当初第二代百姓要进到迦南地之前在那里警戒他们。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 2, right before the children of Israel were to enter into the land of Canaan,
神在那里预备他们一切所需用的。
He has already given them everything that they needed.
神说当你们吃了饱足的时候呢,
So the Lord says when you eat and are satisfied,
神盼望他们在那里能够敬畏神遵行神所吩咐一切诫命和律法。
Take care that you have a heart of fear that you would remember the Lord your God.
神期待他们能够过一个圣洁公义的生活分别为圣的生活。
He wants them to live a holy and right life.
这是神当初对以色列百姓的一个心意和一个期待。
That's the will that God had for the people of Israel.
同样，今天神在我们教会，我们这些他所耕种的田地身上，同样有这样的期待。
And same thing for the church today. For us, we are the field that God cultivates. He also has the same expectation.
我们感谢主，我们今天蒙恩比旧约的百姓
Thank the Lord that we have experienced more grace than the children of Israel. In the Old Testament, all those blessings were just outward, the houses, the food. In the New Testament, through the church, we also receive physical and outward blessings from the Lord. But the Lord also saved us from the hand of the enemy and has brought us along all this way. That He has protected us and took care of us in all phases of our life. So that we are not having to face temptation or He help us in difficulties. That whenever we need something, we pray to Him and He will help us. What is the end result of all of this? Similar to what he said to the children of Israel, that he expects us to then fear the Lord and that we can then worship him and accomplish his will. God not only nourished us, but he also gave us his life. To give us all spiritual provision, giving us that eternal life. So if we live in this life, we can then produce the good fruits.
弟兄姊妹,我们在神面前,若是我们去思想说,
so we see when you look upon your own life that God's grace was abundant.
他期待我们什么呢?
What did he withhold from us? What is the reason that he gave us all this grace? That's why Paul says in Ephesians chapter
4,
that we are those who have been touched by grace. Oh, that I implore you to walk worthy in a manner worthy of the Lord who called us. So why do we have to walk as a response of God's grace? That means that if God gave you a level of grace, then we want to respond also with a level of
grace.
And that's why it mentions the tolerance, the patience, the humility. The preserving the unity of the spirit with the bond of peace. That is what God has been doing in His people. It's not only the condition that God expects from His people, but that the and how we walk and how we live, we need to reflect that grace. That means that we can fulfill what's the purpose that God gave us,
gave
us His grace. So there's a spiritual reality being worked in the believer. It's not just some outward religious act. But it's actually Christ's life being worked out in your life. Because what we received is not this outward religion, but it is the life of Christ. If we only received outward religion, then what we express in life is actually not Christ's life.
我们看马太福音21章那里记载说，有一次主耶稣从伯大尼回来，他要回到耶路撒冷，在那要教训人。
One time when in Matthew 21, Jesus was returning from Bethany to Jerusalem. He was hungry and he saw a lone fig tree on the side of the road.
就他在那树上找不到果实，只有叶子。
He looked for fruit but couldn't find any, only found leaves.
这个叶子就是代表以色列百姓，他们只有外表宗教行为。
The leaves represent the outward religion of the Jews.
他们也有一个生命的果子出来。
There's no fruit from their life.
我们知道当时这个圣殿在那里仍有敬拜侍奉的事情。
Likewise, people used to go to the temple to worship the Lord.
这一切以色列百姓照样还在做。
They still continued doing their worshiping religious acts.
但是他们有他们却没有那个属灵生活实际，没有属灵的果子结出来。
But there's no spiritual reality, life, or fruit in this service.
所以主在这棵树上得不到果子。
So when he looked at the fig tree, he couldn't find any fruit.
所以当神的百姓活这个宗教行为的时候，只有叶子。
What the children of Israel produced was only leaves.
只有一个外表。
It was only the outward act.
那属灵生命就枯干了。
And thus the spiritual life withered.
所以这也是常常讲到今天基督徒属灵生活的一个情形，一个表现。
And this could be similar to a Christian's life as well.
若是我们只是活在一个宗教行为。
If we only live a religious life,
好像是按时候聚会，按时候做些所谓基督教事情。
We do Christian things and go to Christian meetings.
结果我们属于生活就枯干了。
But our spiritual life is actually withered.
我们慢慢就觉得好像聚会也没有什么，好像就是很习惯性的就是这样子的。
This meeting seems very routine and tasteless.
因为在那里没有生命的果子。
And that's because there's no spiritual fruit.
神的恩典在他们身上落了空。
That the grace that God showed on his people proved vain.
他们行事为人没有以所蒙恩相称。
That when God gives us grace, that we did not walk in response to that grace.
我们看使徒保罗。
Look at Apostle Paul.
保罗在那里说，我原来原是使徒当中是最小的。
Paul says that he is the least of all the apostles.
不配称为使徒。
Not worthy to be called an apostle.
因为他从前是一个逼迫神教会的人。
Because he used to be a persecutor of the church.
但是他今天成了何等的人。
But now he is now a complete person.
是神的恩典所做成的。
Has been touched by grace.
他从前是一个亵渎神、逼迫人、辱骂人的人。
He used to oppose God and persecuted God's people.
但是因着神的恩典临到他身上。
But because grace has been brought into his life.
不仅叫他蒙恩得救。
Not only at the moment of his salvation, but he called Apostle Paul to become a minister.
他说我不配，不配，成为一个使徒，是神的恩典才成者。
That I'm not counted worthy to be an apostle, but the grace of God was put in me.
是神所赐给他恩典。
It's because of the grace of God in the Apostle Paul.
但是这个恩典他在他身上没有徒然。
That the grace of God did not prove vain.
所以他在那比众使徒们格外劳苦。
And that's why he labored more than the apostles.
保罗不是在夸耀他自己。
Paul is not boasting about himself.
他今天能够成为使徒，实在是神恩典临到他身上所带出来一个结果。
But he's saying that this is all of a result of God's grace working in him.
他殷勤追求服侍主，格外的劳苦，不是他自己。
That all his labors and all his pursuits of the Lord is not from himself.
是因着神的恩典与他同在。
It is all through God's grace.
那就是说，这个恩典在他身上没有落空，没有徒然。
And thus he says that the grace of God did not prove vain in me.
弟兄姊妹，今天神在身上的心也是这样子。
Brothers and sisters, that's the same thing. God's heart in us.
我们常说，我们中常常唱那一首诗说，一首诗歌说，要数点神的恩典。
We often sing the hymn. We have to count our blessings.
我们知道神的恩典是数不完的。
That the blessings of God are innumerable, countless.
这个恩典是不是在我们身上成为一个实际？
But this grace in us, is it a reality in you?
这个恩典在我们身上是不是落了空？
Did this grace in you prove vain?
这个就是当初神对旧约以色列百姓所说的话。
That is the word that God had for the people of Israel in the Old Testament.
我记得小时候有时候不听父母的话。
I remember that I used to not listen to my parents.
我妈说就白养你了。
White lamb? He said, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, so our brother's mom says, my grace has proved vain in you. It's so painful raising a child and you have proved
in
vain. Yeah, I gave you food and water and books, but it was all in vain.
And
when I grew up, I only produced worthless grapes. I didn't listen to you. And then the parent was really sorrowful. That she nourished me so that I would be useful and productive. That sometimes you raise a child and they become a worthless person. And that would produce pain in the parent's heart. That I've already done it all for you. That's what God said. What else did I do that I didn't get to do? That all you have needed, I've already supplied. But in turn, they went to worship idols. And thus, the judgment of God came upon the people. And thus, God's grace proved vain. And so he had to come and judge them. That it's only through that judgment that turned the people back to God. And thus, very clearly, Paul says that you are God's field. He expects that this fruit, this field will produce good fruit. So that the farmer may be satisfied. Likewise, church is God's field. That he has given us so much grace. Given us all the spiritual provisions and needs. So that with God's word, our hearts may be filled. So if the church is in the right spiritual condition, then people, when they come here, they'll also have spiritual food to eat. So that our hearts will all be filled. So it's not only for our fulfillment, but it's also for God and Christ's fulfillment. If someone comes into our midst, would they also be able to taste the spiritual food? That if in the church people do obtain spiritual food, then they don't want to go out into the world and gain perishable food. So it's almost as if we want the church to produce good fruit. So that people will not go out into the world and find more interest in non-satisfying food. Because the food in the world is perishable. It does not satisfy and it leaves us feeling more empty. But the church should be a place of abundant spiritual food. Thank the Lord that we are God's field. Secondly, Paul says that we are God's building. What's the reason why you build a house? The house is a place where people live. When people live in a building, it becomes their home. It's true that a house is not always one's home. It could be possible that you bought a house, but you don't live there. You say that that's my house. But you would not say that's my home. Because you're not living there, that building is only a house. But we say the church is God's house, God's temple.
教会是神安息的所在，是他的殿，是我们敬拜侍奉的一个地方。
It is the place where he lives and is the place where we worship.
因为神住在他的殿中。
He lives in his temple.
但是当主耶稣在地上的时候，当时的圣殿是怎么样光景呢？
However, what's the condition when the Lord Jesus was on earth?
有一次，主耶稣最后来，有一次来到圣殿的时候。
One time when Jesus came to the temple,
圣殿成为一个买卖的一个地方。
The temple became a place of merchandise, of business.
那里有许多换银钱卖鸽子的人在那里。
There were the money chargers and the people selling doves.
所以主耶稣最后一次来到圣殿的时候，就把那些做买卖的人赶出去。
So on the last time when he came to the temple, Jesus drove out the people who were buying and selling.
推倒他们的桌子，他们的凳子。
Pushed over the tables of the money chargers.
主在说，我的殿必称为祷告殿。
He says that my house is a house of prayer.
你们却使它成为个贼窝。
But you have turned it into a den of robbers.
殿应该是一个神百姓敬拜、侍奉、奉献的一个地方。
The temple is supposed to be a place of worship and offering.
现在却成为一个人谋利益的一个地方。
But now has become a place of business.
并且成为个贼窝。
It became a robber's den.
因为在那里人偷窃神的荣耀。
Because they let go of God's glory.
我们知道当时的圣殿是建造非常高大辉煌。
And we know that the temple was a magnificent building.
甚至门徒也对主耶稣说。
The disciples also told Jesus.
他说：“你看何等的石头，何等的殿。
”Look what wonderful stones, what wonderful buildings.
主耶稣回答门徒说。你看这大殿将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁的。
The Lord Jesus turned to his disciples and said, Not one stone will be upon another stone. It will all be broken down.
要把它完全拆毁掉成为平地。
That it will be all broken down into flat land.
成为荒地。
That it will be desolate.
我们知道这件事情就是主后七十年西利罗马西利王把整个圣殿拆掉，到那个地步，一块石头都不留在石头上。
We know that's the case in AD 70 when Emperor Titus took down the temple.
完全拆为成为平地。
That became a desolate land.
因为它已经不再是神的家，神的殿。
Because it is no longer God's house or temple.
它不过是一个房子就是了。
It was just only a building.
主不住在那里，神不住在其中。
God does not live inside that building.
在路加福音提到这件事情的时候，他特别讲一句话。
When Luke mentions this event, he raised.
他说：“因为你不知道眷顾你的日子。”
That is not it's because that you did not realize the day that God visited you in grace.
以赛亚福音十九章讲到说，那个殿被拆毁到一块石头不留在石头上。
Like Luke 19 mentions that Jesus says that not one stone will be upon another stone.
后面说，因为你们不知道眷顾你的日子。
Because you did not recognize the day of visitation.
我想 Amplified 圣经翻得比较清楚一点，比较容易明白。
I think the Amplified version translates this better.
那意思就是说，你忘记神当初怎样恩待你们，怎样眷顾你们，怎样保护你们那些日子。
That you did not realize.The grace that God has already been showing you.
就神曾经恩待他们，施恩给他们。
That God has shown them so much grace through this time.
似乎好像他们都忘了。
As if they've forgotten it.
所以他们没有照这个恩典活出该有正常的属灵表现。
And thus they did not live out a right spiritual response to that grace.
所以最终神的管教审判就临到他们身上。
As a result, God's judgment came upon the people.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
当主耶稣在地上最后一段时间的时候
，That in the last part of the Lord's life on earth,
他白天在圣殿里面教训人。
That in the day he would be teaching at the temple.
啊，晚上他就出城来到伯大尼这个地方。
At nighttime he would go to Bethany.
我们知道伯大尼是一个小小的村庄。
The Bethany is a little village.
但是主却喜欢住在伯大尼。
But the Lord delights to live there.
因为在那里有个家庭
，because there was a family，
就是玛利亚、马大和他的弟弟，拉撒路。
It was Mary, Martha, and Lazarus。
因为这个家呢，表现出来是非常美丽的一个光景。
And because this family, this house, revealed a very precious and beautiful
scene.
Now, if we read in John 12, there is a beautiful picture there.
因为在这个家里面, 在这个博物馆这个地方呢, 有人在那里预备接待主, 在那里预备宴席。
Because there was a family that prepared for Jesus a dinner.
在那里有人接待主, 在那里有供应主的需要。
That there were people who served the Lord's needs.
在那里也有那个马大在那里侍候。
There was Martha who served.
在那里也有看见玛利亚把她极贵那真那达香膏摸在主的脚上。
There was Mary who anointed the Lord's feet with nard.
用她的头发去把它擦干。
And to wipe it with her hair.
我们看见有玛利亚奉献。
And we see her offering.
并且我们看见有 从死里复活,拉撒路在那里。
And we also see Lazarus reclining at the table, the one who the Lord raised from the dead.
在这个地方,在这些人身上, 主有所得着。That
he has already gained this people.
主在这里不仅得到完全的接纳, 主在得到完全的享受。
That the Lord had gained in these people, he was satisfied by these people.
主在这些人身上, 他满足。
So when he was among them, he was pleased and happy. That is why the Lord Jesus liked to go to Bethany. The large and magnificent buildings of the temple was no longer God's house. But God's house was instead at Bethany. Although it's a small and simple household,
主有所得着,
but God had gain in this house.
他喜欢住在这里,
he enjoyed to be there.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是教会该有的光景,
this is the condition that's right for the church.
神主在我们身上期待有所得着,
that God will have gain in a group of people.
我们是不是完全能够接待主?
Are we able to receive the Lord completely? Are we able to serve him a dinner? That he can be satisfied? That his heart would be pleased? And happy? Are we like Mary who poured out the best nard for the Lord Jesus? The disciples around him all said, look what waste. Isn't that so wasteful?
那么贵重的这个东西,膏油,香膏怎么倒在他的脚上?
Such costly ointment, why pour it on the Lord's feet?
你不需要这样做,何必呢?
Why this waste?
因为他们不知道玛利亚为什么把这香膏倒出来奉献给主。
Because they didn't know why Mary did this act.
圣经告诉我们说, 主耶稣说他是为我安葬时候所用的,预备的。
The Lord Jesus said that it's because she's anointing it for my burial.
因为他认识主,他知道主来到地上是为了他要上十字架。
That's because Mary knew the Lord's heart. Mary knew that the Lord was going to go on the cross.
为什么他把香膏摸在主的脚上呢?
Why did Mary pour the ointment on his feet?
因为他知道主所经过的道路都是为了他。
Because Mary knew that all that the Lord went through was because of her.
主在地上为什么需要经过许多苦难,许多艰难,受人羞辱,受人毁谤攻击?
Why was the Lord suffering? Why did the Lord suffer despise and scorn?
一切都是为了他。
It was because of Mary.
所以他抓住机会。
So she seized the opportunity.
他知道好像他里面稍微感觉主很快就要上十字架为他的罪被钉在十字架。
She suddenly sensed that the Lord was going to the cross soon.
所以他抓住机会把那个极贵重的香膏倒在主的脚上。So
she took that opportunity, took the nard and poured it on the Lord's feet.
圣经说屋里就满了香气。And
the whole fragrance filled the whole house.
因为在那里有一个人是一个完全的奉献的人。Because
there was a consecrated soul.
那个香气就散花,整个屋子,在屋子里面都闻到这个味道。And
thus the fragrance filled the house, the whole house smelled of the offering.
弟兄姊妹若是 神的百姓当中有这样的人的时候,
so when the Lord finds this individual,
他不仅没有汪慧, 没有土壤,
that his grace was not proved in vain in this individual. Some people say, don't consecrate so fully, that's such a waste. Why do that for the Jesus of Nazareth? This is what someone who doesn't know the Lord would say. The disciples did not know what was on God's heart. However, there's this lady named Mary. How come she knew the Lord so well? Because she sat often at the feet of Jesus, listening to the Lord's words and knowing what's on his heart. She knew the meaning of the Lord's words. So that one day when it was time for the Lord to ascend onto the cross, perhaps she has been saving this jar of costly ointment for the day of her wedding. But she was willing to offer it for the Lord. She was not going to use it on her own self. So do we live like that as we are on earth like Mary? True, that you can make arrangements for your salary, for your money. But when the Lord has need, when the Lord's house has need, do we think about our needs first or God's needs first? But if we want to satisfy God's needs and God's interests, then we're willing to make an offering to the Lord. And once there was this offering, the whole house was filled with the fragrance. Not only do we see Mary, but now we see the testimony of Lazarus who was raised from the dead.
So many Jews,
that a lot of the Jews, because of Jesus, went to Bethany. They were curious about this Lazarus who was just raised from the dead by Jesus. That is to say that now here there's an individual with a living testimony. He once was dead, but now he lives. So a lot of these people came to Bethany just to look at Lazarus. People come into our midst today. They want to know who the Lord Jesus is. But they are also looking at the brothers and sisters, this strange group of people who once were dead but now are alive. That is the resurrection life being lived out through you so that you are a testimony
for
Jesus. Not only seeing Jesus here, but seeing resurrected people here. So outsiders, they'll see that there are people who used to be sinners, but now are touched by grace. They're now saved. That these group of people, their lives have been changed. That their walk is equivalent to the grace that was given to them. This is the testimony of a resurrected person. This is the condition that is right for the house of God. So that's the condition of Bethany in Jesus' name. That is truly God's house. So God's house, it doesn't matter how big the building is, how small the building is. If whether there's a lot of members or not a lot. But it's rather whether God's presence is here. whether God lives here.
主是不是与那一般人同住?
Whether he lives among his people.
若是主在那里,
if the Lord is there, then that place is God's
若是神,
house.
若是主不在那里,
but if the Lord is not there,
那不过是一些外面一些,
then it's just an outward building. And that group of people is not God's house.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
今天神一直在做建造工作,
that God today is building up his house.
神一直让这些人这块田地上
God is cultivating his field today. That he's constantly showing grace to us and leading us. Because God has expectation and hope. For us. He's hoping that in this people that has been touched by his grace, would produce abundant fruit.
让主能够有所得着,
so that the Lord may be pleased and satisfied.
但是若是神恩典上身上落了空, 怎么会怎么样呢?
However, what happens if God's grace proves vain?
希伯来书第六章那里有一些警戒的话,
that Hebrews 6 says,
他说,以块田地吃过了屡次下了雨水,
that the ground that drinks the rain,
生长蔬菜, 合乎耕种的人所用,
would produce vegetation that is pleasing to the tiller of the land,
就从神得到祝福,
then receives a blessing from God.
但是若是长出荆棘棘藜来呢,
but if it yields thorns and thistles,
必会荒废, 近乎作主,
and it is worthless and close to being cursed.
结果就是要被火焚烧,
it ends up being burned. Not only does this apply to the Old Testament history of Israel, but this can also be a warning for us in the church, that this is the ground that God has tilled, that drinks the rain which often falls upon it. God's blessing has always been on this field. But if it is supposed to bring forth vegetation useful to those who tilled it, will receive a blessing from God. However, if this ground receives so much blessing from God but only produces thorns and thistles, then the ground has to be burned, because fruit cannot be gained, life cannot be gained from thorns and thistles. And thus God's judgment and discipline comes upon the ground and upon this group of people. May the Lord's grace be with us, that according to, because we could see Israel's example to be a warning for us.
感谢主,我们都是他所爱的葡萄园,都是他所爱的儿女,
that we are all the vineyard of God, we're all his beloved sons and daughters.
在那边经营建造,
that God has been cultivating, God has been building,
因为期待在我们身上有所得着,
so that he may gain something from us.
让结出生的果子, 满足他的需要,
that we would produce fruit from our lives to satisfy his heart,
叫他恩典在我们身上没有落空,
so that his grace would not prove vain in us.
叫我们有一些属灵好的一个表现, 看见这是神恩典所做成的, 不是我们,
so let us have a spiritual response and acknowledge that it's not by ourselves but through him.
因此他的恩典, 因此他的怜悯, 我们今天在地上才能够成为他见证的,
because it's only his grace and his mercy that we are the testimony of Christ. May the Lord be with us.
祂不是这些话,我们彼此鼓励,彼此激发我们里面更多爱主的心,
may his word encourage us to love him more.
I'm
sharing this until here.
Lord, we just thank you that you are a God of long suffering.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你是长久忍耐的主。
That you have not striven with us, though we have repeatedly turned from your way.
主啊，虽然我们常常的偏离你，你还是怜悯我们。
Lord, we do hear your heart cry through our brother that you long to have your way in us. You long for that grace to not prove vain, but to bear much fruit.
我们可以听到你里面的一个呼召，你实在是渴慕我们可以让你在我们的生命中成为我们的主宰，让你的恩典在我们身上不要突然的返回。
So Lord, we do ask that you can break up this dry and fallow ground, and that you can breathe in us once again to open our eyes even to see, Lord, just how much you long for us to cooperate with your Holy Spirit.
主啊，谢谢你，求你来耕种我们这个干涸的土地，是吧？就让我们可以渴慕，实在渴慕，让你的工作在我里面可以成就，让我们可以配合圣灵的工作。
That you may redeem and take back every chamber of our heart that is hostile towards you.
主啊，求你挪去我们里面任何抵挡你不讨你喜悦的那个部分。
So that we collectively as the house of God may not be only your house but your home.
让我们在这里可以让这个聚会不是只是一个外面的建筑物，而是你的家。
So that you may indeedFind rest here at Island. You may indeed find a home here.
愿你在伊斯林教会找到你的安息，也让这个地方成为你的家。
Or you can indeed say, "This is where my glory dwells."
或者是你可以说，这是我荣耀的居所。
Here is a people who is after my heart.
这些人都是合我心意的。
Lord, have your way in us.
主啊，求你在我们里面自由定义。
In this we pray.
这样的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.